It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Yo, what's poppin'? You know what time it is. Your boy, Mr. J Hill. J Hill Podcast. I'm in the building. I got a special guest to my left. This guy right here is one of them. Listen, I know y'all might know him as this entrepreneurial guru. He helped people get businesses started, helped millionaires, got over 100 millionaires under his belt. It's probably way more than that. It's probably like over 150 or something like that.
143.
Yeah, like close to 150.
Hundreds, though.
You know what I'm saying? Isn't a triple digits making millionaires, yeah. You know, turn 300 to 3 million. Like, yes, this is what y'all know him as. I'm going to tell you what I know this guy as.
Come on.
He's probably a marketing genius. This is what I know him as. And I want to get into this because this guy's crazy. You know I came with the heat, with the smoke. I came with the smoke, because this nigga is. But we're going to see. Come on. Kenan Williams is in the building, a.k.a. Poppy Chulo.
Come on.
Dreaded is here. What up, dog?
How's it going, family?
Man, it's all good, bro. First of all, I don't even know. I guess for the people that don't know, that might be, because you're new to my platform.
Right.
You've been doing your thing all over the internet, so everybody know. But for the people that don't know, let the people know about what you do, how you got started, and things like that.
Got you. Kenan Williams, y'all. You know, I started in 2018, you know, a beauty brand that went crazy, took off, did $3 million this first year in business. But, you know, obviously had to take those couple L's, you know, went broke 3 times behind trying to get this shit locked down, you know what I'm saying, to really try to figure this out, you know. And after that, it went crazy, you know. I know we can get more into the story, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I mean, I guess, like, what... Because I got so many other things to talk about, but yeah. I don't want to do your story a disservice. Sometimes, like, when you do your research, you know things, and you just don't want to talk about those things because you already know.
Yeah.
But I'm going to come at this as a novice. Like, okay, so...
Got you.
What made you start the beauty brand?
Got you. So, my last job was Skechers. You know what I'm saying? I had Skechers. That was 2017. You know, hardworking individual, such as, you know, I'm pretty sure most men are. You know what I mean? You know, I was coming off my lunch break, and my sister texted me in all caps, said, "Get to the hospital. Mama just had a stroke." You know, obviously I'm thinking that, you know, stroke either mean you live or die. You know what I mean? And that's my mama. That's my heart. So it was one of those scenarios. I'm out there crying, man. I'm in the back room crying. So I wipe my face, go tell my boss I need to go be by my mama's side. And, you know, he looked up slowly. He said, "You know what day it is?" I'm like, "Yeah." He said, "It's Saturday. Go out there and sell some shoes."
The busiest day.
You feel me? And the thing is, that was my off day. I was taking somebody else's day because I was always the dude that you can depend on. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, "Bro, you called me to take this day a week ago. You telling me that I can't go see my mama?" So after that, man, I just, you know what I'm saying, got up, left, went by my mama's side, trying to hear her say my name. She's slurring it and shit. It was one of those things that got me really frustrated and said, "Listen, I always ask for one thing from every boss. Give me respect as a man." I understand we make different money. We got different wages. I get it, you know, but give me respect as a man and I'll work my behind off for you. I could never get that from dudes. You know what I'm saying? They always disrespected me in the long run. This was another and the last time I ever get disrespected. So that's me trying to figure out how to make money online at that point. I'm trying to find it. Try to sell T-shirts at first. Flop. Try to sell, you know, teeth whitening kits and other things like that. It was going okay for a while. Remember, I was coming from making $250 a week in my 9-to-5. At this point, when I started getting that, I'm doing $500 a week. But that was short-lived. The owner started to be a little creep. You know what I'm saying? Boom, the business shut down. Now I'm back out broke again, you know, started a different thing. This time I was in the beauty industry selling other people's products. That's what affiliate marketing is. I was affiliate marketing selling other people's products. They end up playing with my money for the last time. You know what I'm saying? Like, I put all my money in there that I had saved up. At this point, I'm a massive saver. You know what I'm saying? Like, my family, I took away birthdays, holidays from my kids. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? We had to, you know, go on bare bones. They was tired of eating Wendy's junior bacon cheeseburgers and stuff. You feel me? But I was saving the bread because I knew for a fact we had somewhere to go. You know? So at this point, I transitioned from doing little to 1,000 a week, 3,000 a week.
Sometime. How did you transition to, like, Get into that.
I got you. So pretty much the beauty industry, that's when I realized how big it was, right? So remember I told you I tried to sell T-shirts. I ain't know how to brand. I mean, I ain't know how to market. I only showed one shirt. So I'm like, damn, okay, that's went out there. Then I started a teeth whitening kit. So I already had somebody brand name on there. That went on. What I'm going to do? I didn't know how to brand.
What year was this?
This was 2017. I failed in months. Like, okay, these are like okay. just a so few it's months.
Same, okay, same year. Okay.
Yeah, so I'm literally failing back to back because I'm not trying to stop. I understand. Oh, shoot, that failed. Let me work at my nighttime job, get a little bread up, da-da-da. You know, damn, that failed. Let me go, you know what I'm saying? I was always back to back with it because I understood that I never intended to get rich at the first thing I ever tried. I was coming in from a logical standpoint and saying I might have failures. Most people give up because they automatically assume that they're going to just get rich the first time they do anything in life.
Right.
This is life. That ain't how it works. So I'm over here anticipating the failure. It still got me bummed out. You know what I'm saying? Because most people will be crying about getting scammed. Imagine believing in yourself and you lose. That's a whole different mental thing that you got to go through. So it was one of those scenarios. Nah, need to keep on doing this, you know? Boom. And then when I got into the beauty skincare side of things, selling products for other people, bro, I started to see more money because I realized the demand was there. Women wanted products to make them feel beautiful and look beautiful, whatever. So I'm like, ooh, this is, what it, this is where it's at. I was able to save $60,000 to $80,000, but then put all that money into one bad campaign. You know what I'm saying? Lost all of it. They told me they couldn't give me my money back. I'm like, yo, what am I supposed to do? Tell this woman that I just married, you know what I'm saying, that I told her we ain't going to go broke no more. And look what just happened. You know what I'm saying?
And this is still 2017?
This is 2017 going into 2018.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? So 2018 or whatever the case is, that's when I started my business. You know what I'm saying? Like 2018... I went crazy, you know what I mean? And this was around, so 2017 going into 2018, this is around August when I started my actual business. So August is when I started my actual skincare company for myself. Because after I went broke again, I had to put the pieces back together, you know? I only had $300 left from my Skechers paycheck. Remember, I told you, this is in the span of months of failing. And every time I was going up and down and going broke, I was moving to a rental place. Now I got to move back to the projects. Get into a nice crib, got to move back to the projects. Because I had an incident where I was in the projects taking the trash out one day, and dudes tried to rob me at gunpoint. They see me take a TV upstairs, a pawn shop TV, $60 TV. You know, the lady was like, yo, bring your gun with you. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, man, I'm just taking out trash or whatever case it is. She said, I seen three people that I think they up to no good. You know what I'm saying? So I'm like, all right, whatever. So I bring my gun downstairs. We got gravel on the concrete, you know what I'm saying? Plus, inside the dumpsters, you got that mirror that faces outwards. You know what I'm saying? So, seen this, hey, sure shit, we seen those three people, you know what I'm saying? Masked up and everything, running up to me. They gun up, my gun up at this point. I'm being extra loud. Whatever you gonna do, you gonna do it here. But obviously, I'm scared as hell, you know what I'm saying? Try not to piss myself, you know what I'm saying? I'm like, yo, I don't wanna die. I got a daughter. I don't wanna turn her into a statistic, you know what I'm saying? And, it turned into like a 5-minute thing that felt like 5 hours. You know what I'm saying? People on their balconies were recording. They ain't even trying to call no police. I'm like, boy, I'm in hell right now. I'm in Section 8. They over here just went and see a murder so they can go post it on social media. You know what I mean? They end up backing off because they realized I wasn't taking them upstairs because I know what time it is. You're going to probably try to kill all of us. You know what I'm saying? Take you upstairs. And my wife at that time had a kid, you know what I'm saying? A 4-year-old son. I'm like, I'm not going to put them in that position. You know what I'm saying? If you're going to do whatever, we're going to have to do it down here. And at that point, it was really get rich or die trying. So that's when I had to overdrive, figure this thing out overnight. And that's when I started doing a little bit, moved out. Had to move back to the hood when they started going down. Moved out. So my mind was always on some, those same people could be looking for me. I just hope they're going to catch me while I'm by myself. You know what I'm saying? Because, you know, she ain't got nothing to do with this. He's just some money-hungry niggas that's in the hood that's, you know, that we like to do what we do to each other.
Yo, hold up. So you was with the same lady, the same girl the whole time?
Yeah.
Yo, how was that on y'all relationship? Like, I know this is probably different, but like,
yeah.
I'm a man, so I know how it go when it comes to like just money, money come, money go.
It was
like
tough.
You having to move back. How was that?
It was tough. You know what I'm saying? Because I kept on promising it ain't never going to happen again. And then you got a family in the air. You need to leave that nigga. He unstable. You know what I'm saying? He need to just get a regular job. Like, I had a regular job. You know what I'm saying? I was one of the hardest working people. I had 3 jobs my whole life since 16 years old. Daytime, nighttime, on the weekend, I'm doing something on Craigslist. Temp service. I'm out there with Mexicans early in the morning. I'm doing whatever I can to keep money in my pocket because I never wanted to feel like I was $0 broke. You know what I'm saying? So it was tough, bro, because, you know, she got to deal with loving me and listening to her family that she loved. You know what I'm saying? Tell stuff about me. You feel me? Like, that's the type of dude that ain't going to do you no good. You know what I mean? All types of stuff, bro. So it was tough. You know what I mean? Like, we endured, you know what I mean? And we here now.
How did y'all, like, what you think helped y'all stay together the whole time?
I guess it was a shorty. She seen, like, a confidence in my eyes. Like, I ain't gonna stop. And I told her. I told her. I said, listen, see, this a homeless. I'm gonna put everything into this. We ain't never living with nobody. We ain't never staying with nobody. We're never going to be that down to the point where now we got to, you know what I'm saying, be the people that beg somebody for the. I would never be that. I always been a proud man. You know what I'm saying? Nobody ever know my struggles. People won't know my struggles until I'm out of them. You know what I mean? Like, I keep it, I hold it down. That's just what my father taught me. He said, son, you know what I'm saying? Us as men, we bury and we move. You know what I'm saying? Like, we just, you know, we bury all that hurt or whatever the case is. Obviously, you know, that's just the times we grew up in before mental health became, like, super serious and everything. You know what I mean? Like, it was like, yo, take it in the chin. And that's what I've been doing. And she seen that assurity in my eyes, like, yo, he ain't going to stop until we get some paper. He ain't going to stop until we get rich. He done said all this and that. I'm over here, bro. We used to drive the Nissan through the rich neighborhoods, looking at all the nice houses and stuff. You know what I'm saying? People never bothered us because they thought we were the people that clean up. Yeah. Wow. And we over here picking out the houses and stuff. We used to go to model homes, had the kids going to pick out your bedroom, whatever the case is. Because she had a four-year-old son, I have a four-year-old daughter. So as they get older, whatever the case is, pick out your bedroom, run upstairs. Just, like, got to really see it. You know what I'm saying? That's what we did every single weekend. Mm. Yeah.
Damn, bro. That's phenomenal, bro. Because usually you don't hear that story from, not to make this a woman versus man thing, but, like, you know, man, I think a lot of the problems that you have in relationships kind of go under the table or unsolved or resolved when you got money. You know what I'm saying? But when you going through that struggle, it's tough. They're not as cooperative or nice.
Oh, yeah,
it
yeah.
It seems like.
It's tough. And that's why I tell men, listen, you got to talk like you got it already. That's the only way you're going to get the respect. You can never think that you're going to get the same respect that you would if you have it. Mm. It'll never work that way. You know what I'm saying? Because we can only see what we can see. We can pretend like we see the future. But man, the present is so powerful. You know, it's different when your light's going off and you trying to tell somebody, yo, baby, just wait. It's going to get better. The refrigerator ain't working. The food kids ain't eat food. They stomach hurting. They crying. The present is too powerful to believe in the future. Mm-hmm. You know? So you got to have something in the present that shows you moving. That's why I tell dudes, stay by yourself. Don't get with no woman right now. You need a game plan. You need a blueprint. You know, you can present that if you feel like you're ready, but get some stableness ground underneath you. You know what I'm saying? No sense of both.
But yo, even in that moment, I mean, that's real. I believe that too. But like, you ain't go through that, right? Yeah. Like, you had somebody that was by your side, and who's to say she could have been the I don't want to say motivation, but she could have been that little push that you needed in those moments of hardship, in those moments of adversity, 100%. And when shit ain't going right.
No, 100%. That's why I took away that job from her early on. Like, the thing is, remember I told you I had three jobs my whole life. So me, I was preparing to be with a woman. I stayed single for 2 years, stacked my paper up. So when I was actually with a woman, I'd be able to do more than the average man could. You know what I'm saying? For a woman. So I was already ready for that relationship that I had in. I said, yo, what's your bills look like? Da, 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 da. Okay, cool. Boom, move in with me. You know what I'm saying? We're going to dissolve a lot of these situations that you don't need no more. Be with me. Mm-hmm. I want you to get off that job. I don't want nobody to talk to you like that. I don't want nobody to actually, you know what I'm saying? Da, da, da. Like, let me take care of you. I asked my ex this same thing. She told me, hell nah, I can't trust no man. My mama told me never trust no man to take care of you, whatever. You know what I'm saying? They're going to control you. I'm like, I ain't got much now, but you think of, you know what I'm saying? Like, but I do have enough to take you off your job. You know what I'm saying? So I can focus on what I need to focus on. Because I tell people all the time, at that point, the responsibility becomes you. Mm. A woman who don't have to have a 9-to-5. Like, we don't even be want to work a job. So why would they want to? Mm-hmm. You know, and you want them still clean sex and all that other good stuff. Like, nah, what about you take that job away? Now, the responsibility, because dudes say, yo, what's the women responsibilities? You. Mm. Mine dedicated everything to making sure this mental good, my spirit good, making sure I feel like a king when I'm coming back into that little Section 8 apartment. Like, all that was necessary, like you said, to get to where we at now. So she was those steps, but I took some away from her first. I prepared for.
You know, it's crazy because I even, bro, because I'm going to get to all of the this shit, but it's like, right now we're having a real conversation. It's crazy because you really got to talk to somebody like you to really understand it. But not even that. A lot of things that women or people, not even just women, people don't understand is who she was to you.
Yeah.
Right? Like, you was able to take something away from her, but she poured into you.
100%.
From my experience, again, man, like, I'm not saying it don't go like that, but it's not always the case, right? Like, because sometimes you have people out here who just aren't happy with what they have, right? You might have been she might have been okay with, okay, you know what? I come and stay in the Section 8 crib. You know what I'm trying to say? And I'm a pour into him because now I don't have no bills. But it'd be some woman that's just still not satisfied. Like, I needed to be what I just told my homegirl. I feel like a lot of women want to be with the guy who, what the guy's going to be. They want to be with him.
Yeah.
Instead of who he is now and working towards getting with that guy.
Right.
If that makes sense.
No, no,
so she was able to come with you, like, enduring your struggles and still pouring to you. Yeah, we can see that online. Like, yeah, I want to do that. But if you do that for the wrong woman, you could set yourself back years.
100%. That's why I tell dudes it's all about discernment. You know what I'm saying? I say, listen, once you choose that lady, that's the one you chose. You know what I'm saying? And it's responsibility to come with what we choose. You know what I'm saying? Like, just like it was back in the day. Like, if we operated by back in the day, you know, standards and whatever the case is, those dudes used to have to go work for the father's hand for that girl, hand in marriage or whatever the case is. Like, certain things. If we really say, yo, I choose you to be with me, for me to be your leader, you know, that comes with certain responsibilities that we are supposed to do automatically. Like, we ain't sit over there and ask a woman, are you going to cook clean for me and you know what I'm saying, provide me that sex or whatever. Like, same thing, they expecting us to take care of them. You know what I'm saying? It's the same exact thing. So we got to have that mindset and say, okay, now I got to use my discernment. I got to find out if this is the woman for me. I tell people all the time, like, first thing you need to be saying on date one, you need to get into it. You know what I'm saying? Get into the shit as far as like, yo, are you tired? That'll throw a woman off. What you mean am I tired? Are you tired of the games? Are you tired of playing around? Are you tired of, you know what I'm saying, going in and out of these little microwave relationships, these washing machine relationships? Because I'm looking for something real, and I'm looking for something I can build with today. You talk to a woman that direct and that real, change their whole mindset. You know what I'm saying? And I tell dudes all the time, try to take them outside of their comfort zone. Try to take them outside of the town a little bit. Go drive 40 minutes away. You don't want to take her to the favorite spot that this other nigga done took her to. Or she looking over her back and look, damn, this is where Tony hang out at. I want to make sure this nigga ain't out here looking for me. He might bust this nigga in the head. He see me with him. Like, nah, take them out of that area. Let them get vulnerable enough for you to even say that. You're going to open up a whole new side of a woman to the point where you're going to know exactly if that's the woman for you or not. Dudes can cut down a lot of time if they're being real and direct with a woman. Cut all that cute shit out. Because most people tired as hell, especially if you over 25 dating. Man, women be tired as hell. They done been through the games. We done been through the games, whatever the case is. Dudes get cheated on just like women do. That's why we be so hurt when we say, like, nah, I want to do this for the wrong person. I understand. Because I know how that hurt feels. I was the person who got cheated on. You know what I'm saying? Like, back in the day, I had to deal with it. That still didn't change my mindset on women because I know it's way more than one woman. And what one woman don't appreciate, the next will. And if that woman appreciated it and end up not appreciating it, the next will appreciate it even more. So you're only going to level up. So there's really no loss in this. Because you're just displaying your skills in front of the world and everybody know what you're coming with now.
Yo, this is crazy, man. We turned up real fast. Hold up. What I will say is, this is why niggas like you are dangerous, bro. Because you make a lot of sense.
Come on.
I love what you're saying. Like, I don't disagree with it. However, bro, we live in a microwavable society right now. So when you go on the internet and be like, man, he don't love you if he ain't paying all your bills, it's like, I think that puts the battery in a chick back to lead with that, right? I was just on my podcast with my homegirl, and she was like, and for me, it's unfortunate, right?
Yeah.
But I feel like guys like you are fueling this. Yeah, but when true. I'm listening to you, you really don't. So I'm going to explain.
Yeah.
So on the podcast, she's dating this guy. He's really good. She really like him. But In order for him to be her man, he got to be able to pay all her bills because she's tired. And I'm like, bro, that don't make no sense. Like, I understand wanting to provide for a woman for sure, but that shouldn't be the leading factor.
Right.
But when I go on your Instagram and that's like, man, he don't love you. It's easy for a woman to be like, nah, you got to do this for me to let you be my man. And it's so many things before we get there.
Come on. Come on.
That's what I think.
Okay. And I tell dudes all the time, I'm like, listen, now you got to open up why that woman's saying that. You know what I'm saying? Because if she's willing to do that, I tell men they need to have just as many standards as women have. You know what I'm saying? But the problem is we don't come in there with standards. We just see a nice body. Oh, shit, I want you.
Because I see you.
Yeah.
I see Keenan on Instagram saying, yo, you need to be paying this. So I don't see you talking about my standards. I see you, what they say, pandering to the woman saying, yo, you got to do this, you got to do this. So where my standards at?
I tell people all the time, like, listen, if people pay attention to my movements, I'm like, yo, this is the standards of a man. A man should have these standards. It's what you require from this woman. I require her to be a queen. I require her to give me everything that I need to go out there and succeed, right? And I always say, what a woman can give you, no man can.
100%.
You can't have no man whispering in your ear. Like, back in the day, right, kings used to be scared as shit to go to war because they didn't want to die. But that woman lay down, give them the same, that certain type of sex that they need, whisper in their ear, come back to me. Man, that man going out there suiting up, cutting off heads, naming the damn village that he just conquered after her. Mm. Like, baby, I just got you a village, or whatever the case is. That's only something a woman can do. Mm. So if you can, if you, I tell men, you got to become him first. Mm. It's a whole thing. Become him first, and then everything will make sense after. Because now a woman will understand your standards without you even having to say something. Like, damn, I can't just, he ain't Tyrone. I can't just do him like Taco Bell Tony. I gotta come at him different. I'm going to do this. Because I always say, we can get different versions out of a woman. Right? Like, if we're looking at certain situations, Sierra and Future didn't work out, right? And we've seen all the craziness they had, but Sierra and Russell Wilson seemed like the perfect couple because a woman can be a whole different woman with another dude because this dude is him. Mm-hmm. He come with him standards.
Yeah.
He know who he is. He's strong in his faith. You know what I'm saying? He's already settled in his career. He ain't out here confused as hell because most of us dudes be confused as shit. We don't know what we want to do tomorrow, today, whatever. We want to be players one day. We want to be, you know, sanctified men one day. Like, we don't know. But a man that actually is walking in his purpose, that's what a woman looking at is him, and she going to turn up.
But that right there, bro.
Come on.
We don't see that on... I'm not trying... Like, what you saying right now,
yeah.
I'm not arguing it. It makes sense. You going crazy right now.
Yeah.
You ain't saying that on Instagram.
Oh, nah, they got to lead into the conversation.
That's why I say you're a marketing team. Hey,
look, I want men to feel upset. You know what I'm saying? Because for one, we get results with strong emotion.
For sure.
So if dude's like, what the hell he talking about? They tap in on live where I got 2-hour long form content where I can just sit over there and break this thing down like I'm talking to you. They always be like, oh, I see. Because I lead them in. I want you to, because we know for a fact if they just hearing some, well, you need to be this and this and this, they ain't trying to hear that shit. It just sound like regular Instagram stuff. But if I'm saying this is what they need to be doing for you, the dudes are getting pissed.
Facts.
But now they want to know because they want to hear me long term.
What this nigga talk about?
Exactly. Yeah, yeah, yeah. So they jump in the live with the energy. Mm-hmm. But when they lead the live, they be like, damn, this nigga ain't said nothing wrong. Because I'm only saying what I believe that will make us better.
For sure.
Like, bro, us taking care of women will make us better as men. Like, well, we will be the powerful.
I want to go back to him, though.
Come on.
Because I feel like a lot of people, because I was one of those guys. And I'm talking from my younger self, right?
Yeah, for sure.
Bro, looking at your video, if I don't go into your long form content, of course that's on me, right?
Yeah.
Of course, but
yeah.
I'm just saying for the younger men.
Yeah.
I'm chasing that, bro. And now I believe that him being him has a dollar amount, and that's not true. That's the opposite of it.
Okay.
You got to be him to get the dollar amount. Him is everything before you even get the dollar. It's about who you are, like you said, that confidence, that right. that sternness, that power within 100%. Yourself, that being a king.
100%.
But as a young man, right,
yeah.
I'm looking at your videos, and I understand this because I've been through it.
Yeah.
I'm chasing to be able to take care of my woman 100% because I'm thinking that's going to resolve all my issues with my lady.
Come
and
on.
That's totally not it.
And that's what I want to, those are the type of men that I want to listen to me even deeper.
Mm.
Because we know we got a whole section of men that don't give a damn about women.
Mm.
They use them as restrooms. They don't care about them. But these people, daughters. I got 2 daughters.
Mm.
So that changed my whole mindset on things. When you got kids, I got a 14-year-old daughter. She adores me. She cooked for me. She cleaned up for me. Like, this is my baby. And I'm like, yo, I would never have a nigga treat you how I know these niggas be talking about how they treat women.
Mm.
Just because I got a daughter now. So now I'm responsible. You know what I'm saying? So now I have a duty to talk to women, you know what I'm saying, in a certain way of saying what you need to be looking for in a dude.
Because
that's only going to make us better if we're chasing that. Because men always say, what do women bring to the table? Everything that we don't have.
Facts.
Everything that we don't have. And 100%. We need that shit.
Amazing.
Or we will never be 100% of a man, you know what I'm saying? Until we're providing 100%, we can't call ourselves 100% of a man. Because now we're operating 50% of that money going somewhere. Weed, strip club, jewelry. It's going somewhere that's not benefiting your last name.
Mm.
So you're not even operating and being a man. That's being a boy at that point. Because what you're not doing for your kingdom, it's not doing nothing for you. It's falling to the wayside.
Mm.
So we got to step out and say, listen, I'm doing this, and that's why I want to piss people off. If I piss you off, you're going to listen.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you might not listen the first time, might try to turn me off, but you're going to hear that shit go viral somewhere else. And you're going to be like, man, what the hell this nigga talking about? I need to argue with this nigga. I need to find out why he say the shit he say.
Mm.
All I want to do is pique curiosity. Why the hell this nigga said this? You tap in, you be like, ah, shit. Because it's everything that we need to hear in today's time. I'm tired of seeing men begging. I got more men begging me than women. Bro, you need to fly me out, bro. Help me out, man. I don't want you to teach me the game. Bro, listen, man. I ain't got nothing, man, but give me a hands up. Help a brother. we got to come out here and want to be helped ourselves. We got to want to do this shit ourselves. And I can't, and that's why I say him can be a development process, because a lot of people, they grow into him. I know at first, I felt like I had all the makings to be him, but I had to go through certain things to understand what it was. I wasn't him until I got cheated on the first time and left. You know what I'm saying? And then me saying, damn, I still kept my same characteristics, me being the same man, now I'm him. Because I proved something. You know what I'm saying? That shit didn't jade me. Now I'm over here, I ain't treating women like damn garbage cans and shit. Because I realized, like, shit, we come from women.
Nah, facts. And I think that one thing that we don't have as men is, it comes with confidence, but it's really loving yourself.
Yeah.
But loving yourself is so many other things, right? It starts with loving yourself, but it comes with boundaries.
Yeah.
It comes with having confidence. I feel like when you don't love yourself, you allow a woman to do things or put you in situations that you don't want to be in. And now you look at yourself like, man, why should I do that? And you change.
Yeah.
Right? So when you talk about being him, when I the first thing I hear is, when my woman cheated on me, I left. Mm-hmm. Being able to set your own boundaries and saying, I'm not going to go for something that I'm not okay with.
Yeah.
A lot of men aren't like that. And I say that because I was one of them.
Yeah.
Right? Like I feel like we have this Superman complex. So we try and try and try. And when things don't go wrong, we always look at ourselves in the mirror and say, you know what? What did I do wrong that I could fix?
100%.
Okay, I'm going to do that.
Accountability.
But at the same time, you got to learn. My mom is old, so she told me old soul shit. Like Kenny Rogers, you know when to hold, know when to fold, know when to walk away.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But a lot of men, we're steady trying to be accountable.
Yeah.
That we're over accounting for things that we need to set our boundaries for, if that makes sense.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. For sure. Boundaries is super important, bro. You know? And like I said, man, like, you only displaying to the world exactly who you are.
Come
you know
on.
What I'm saying? This is a constant marketing campaign. Like, yo, baby girl, if you don't like this, somebody else is loving this shit.
Mm.
Somebody else is sitting there and saying, if I had a chance, I'm going to turn all the way up for this man. You think he rich now, he'll be even richer with me.
Mm.
They're watching. So that should keep people on their toes. Competition is healthy.
Mm.
It's supposed to be happening. You know what I'm saying? Like, I want my wife to look and say, oh, shit, my man, I see these. Nah, let me see. You know what I mean? Like, because that's just healthy right now. You know what I'm saying? You see that you in demand. You know what I mean? And that's only going to make that person do more. Vice versa. You know what I'm saying? You know what you got at home. You know what she did for you mentally and spiritually. So you want to turn that up as well. You know what I mean? Like, bro, this need to be. It's just about some togetherness shit that we don't have in today's time. We go against each other. This shit look like the Little Rascals. Dudes be like, girls ill. Boys ill. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, then it ain't clicking how it used to be or whatever the case is, because now everybody's scared of everything. Dude's scared to provide 100% because they don't want to get cheated on. Girl's scared of letting the dude provide 100% because they don't want to be controlled. It's just narrative set by weak little people that had the privilege to have money.
That's crazy. So, okay, how did your skincare line, like how did it go to millionaire status?
Bro, it was so funny. So, you know, we did everything bare bones. I said, women complain me to my first $1 million. One thing I learned about women early on, they love to be listened to. You know what I'm saying? So when I first got my first sale out there marketing with influencers and everything, you know what I mean? I thought it was up from there. You know, people started complaining like, the label's crooked and shit on here. That's because I had $2.97 spray glue from Walmart. You know what I'm saying? Like, I did everything bare bones. I didn't know nothing about no printers or this and that and getting it done here. I only had $300 to work with. Like, I really only had $300. You know, I know most niggas be lying and shit, but I really only had that. Like, about $120 worth of products. I had $2.97 spray glue from Walmart. I went to the library to print out labels on the printing sheet. Got the other stuff done on Fiverr. Like, literally, I'm out here trying to make it happen. Paid $20, $40 for my first influencer. And when I got those sales, man, like, people was complaining and say, oh my God, you need to fix this. And I said, okay, I fixed it. You know what I'm saying? In real time. So people seen it on the page, they're like, damn, they listen. Da-da-da. Everything they had complained about, I fixed it in real time. And it made them buy from me more. Because now they realizing, oh, they don't know it's a man running it. But it's that male energy of that everything that they wanted. They just wanted somebody to listen to them. So I'm like, shit, I'm over here doing exactly what y'all said. Because y'all the customers. I don't know shit about what I'm doing 100%. Because it's my first time in business. I didn't even get an LLC until my second month in business because I didn't even know you needed the LLC. Like, this is all brand new information. That's why I tell people, like, I'm what you call an out-the-mudpreneur. I didn't know nothing about business. I figured out everything on my own. Went broke 3 times behind it to prove it. You know what I'm saying?
So, why go that route? Of course, you had somebody and then, like, you invested some bread and it didn't go well. But what made you do the skincare, go to the Walmart? Like, I'm trying to understand because if you don't know that,
Yeah.
Like, what did you even learn that from?
So on Instagram, a couple of influencers, like the people that we know today that's Insta celebrities, like okay. far as the Insta comedians or the people that's, you know, doing something like.
Yeah, like Desi Banks, like a Dave.
All them people, you know what I'm saying? Judy with Miracle funny. Drops, you okay. know, Super Scent. Like I came up with them. We was all in the group together.
Okay.
When we were just growing our followers. Back in the day, it was easier to grow followers. You know what I'm saying? I was always a handsome ass dude. So I had female following. You know, I had a heavy female following. You know, at that point, 60,000 followers was a big deal back
yeah,
then.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, so we all sharing each other, whatever the case is. And now everybody got put on a wave. Nobody want to put me on the wave because we thinking the money ain't that much out here. But that's when they was doing affiliate marketing. Okay. It was like, yeah, we promoting different things or whatever. They had this cheetah link back in the day when people used to post it. Like, are you getting cheated on? Fill out this form, whatever. They paid us $12 every time somebody filled that form out. So we started making money doing that. You know what I mean? And then it just gradually got to the skincare because I'm like, okay, where they getting money? You know, where they putting that money into? Let me try a different campaign. You got like 1,000 things to choose from. Luckily, I chose the right thing to pique my interest. Mm. And that's how I knew it would work if I do my own thing, you know? Because the company was taking care of me. They was flying me out to their events and stuff, you know, getting me sections with them or whatever the case is. Like, the owner, rock star, walking there, leather jackets, kissing different women in the mouth. I see, I'm like, damn, this is a whole different lifestyle that they living down here, you know? And it just showed me, like, oh, shoot. And my brother always told me, he said, bruh, if they taking care of you like this, imagine how much you're making.
Yeah.
Off, you know, off of you.
Mm-hmm.
I never cared because I'm like, bro, I'm doing $1,000 a week, nigga. We can eat an IHOP. I can eat a Red Lobster. You know, in my head, that's like a privilege. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, I come from making $250 a week. Like, I'm like, yo, bro, like, I'm good. And plus, they said if I start a business, I might get sued because of this and that. I got to make sure the ingredients, you know what I mean? Things I didn't care about until they play with my money. Then I said, fuck it, I got to see one way or another. And that's when I started my own business.
Yo, you know, it's crazy because, like, I remember back in those days, we used to make fun of the guys that did affiliate marketing, the Wake Up Now, even before Wake Up Now, the Vector Knives, it was a lot of things that was like affiliate marketing.
Yeah.
And we made fun of, but every time I talk to somebody that's like in his entrepreneurship space, they went through the affiliate marketing wave. Like talking to David Shands, he was like, yeah, man, I was selling knives. I'm like, I should have been selling my little.
You feel me? Because it's gonna teach you. It taught you a lot. It taught you a lot about running a business before you ran one. You know what I'm saying? So it was a great stepping stone.
How did it go to a million?
I got you. So after I started making my first couple of sales, I put that money back in the business, and then back in the business.
Like remember? What?
So back into products and marketing. You know what I'm saying? So I bought more products. And I put all that money back in the marketing.
How did you know that?
Bruh, I went broke 3 times behind this shit. So I didn't want to go broke ever again. And plus, I was so concerned about money. That's why I believe I went broke all those other times. So I said, I ain't even going to give a damn about the bread. I'm only paying my bills out of this money. We ain't going to live on no expensive-ass lifestyle. We going to be hustling. I didn't look at my money at all. When I started my business, I didn't look at after I seen that first week, I'm like, this shit say $1,200. I'm up. I'm working my ass off. Every dollar went back in the business.
Mm.
So if I know $20,000 was made, $20,000 going back in the business. You know what I'm saying? I didn't look until I was at my first $300,000. When I looked at my, when I was like, what the f-? You know, I lost my mind, started crying and shit, thanking God, you know what I mean? And then the next time I looked after that, I was at $1.2 million. That's 6 months later. You know, that's why I made $1 million in my first 5 months. But it was $1.2 in that six-month mark because I ain't checked since then. I just know I started off shipping one garbage bag worth of products. Now I got 30 garbage bags worth of products.
And this is going to people. Like, this is business to customer, consumer at this point.
Yeah, bro. So I'm taking it right up to the post office, dropping them off. At first, I was doing it one by one. I was in the post office as they scanning one package by one.
Yep.
And I got 103 packages with me. So everybody in line pissed because I'm taking up all the line. They had to tell me, you know, what platform you use? I'm like, I use Shopify. They're like, you know you can print the labels out at home and just have us pick this up. I'm like, for real? Bruh, everything was bare bones, bro.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying?
So what made you go into, like, yo, helping businesses do this? I mean, that's a smart thing to do, but...
100%. Nah, it was to the point where I got a lot of free game on my page. If you go look early on when I had my braces, all I'm doing is telling people what's going on. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, hey, guys, this is how you need to have this. I believe this is key right here. Have this first. Mentally, you got to be ready for this. You know what I'm saying? Just giving out game. But then it started getting excessive where I'm having an hour-long conversation with people, you know what I'm saying? And all my damn day is going to waste, you know what I mean? Like, because they'll listen and come back for another hour.
Yeah, facts.
But I got, shit, at that time I got hundreds of people asking me about this business shit, you know what I'm saying? Because I still didn't let them know, like, yo, this is me running this brand, you know what I'm saying? But they knew for a fact I was getting to it. So I'm like, bro, I got to create a program or something, you know, something where I can service all these people at once. And plus, I was curious to see if I can make somebody successful. Mm. You know, it was one of those ego plays where I'm like, shit, if I got rich, what they'll say about me if I get somebody else rich? Because, you know, achieving this shit is amazing, right? But you still don't feel like the man. You don't. Like, I don't care who anybody say. You can say you made him make somebody else a millionaire. That's when you that nigga. You know what I'm saying? And that was my mindset. Once I touched it, I was happy as hell. I felt grateful. I was blessed. But I didn't feel like him yet when it came to the business world. I'm like, nah, something else got to give. Let me help somebody. And, bro, shoot, I started that thing. 10 months later, created my first millionaire. That's how quick it was. Literally, he showed $100,000 in the first 3 months. In our industry is, you already know, once you start smell blood, you go even harder.
Yeah.
They know to put all that money back in the business. That helps money grow quicker. And we always price our products at a certain price, right? So I always got two $40 products and one $60 product. So three products in total. I call that the trifecta combo. That's $140 value. We slash $40 off there, women saving $40. They're getting that $100 combo every single time. Now we already know our numbers. If we sell 10 of these, that's 1,000. We sell 100, that's 10,000. We sell 1,000, that's 100,000. We sell 10,000, we're millionaires. Mm. That was the method, that's the game plan, that's what people follow, and that's why people go crazy, because they realize we don't think about it in the money aspect. We think about it in order aspect.
Yeah.
We just trying to get the orders. And once you're working with the right people and everything, it makes it go even crazier, bro. So when I created my first millionaire, he flew me to Miami, you know, had a section, turned up, had a sign, you know, $1 million in sales, pure lil. Shout out to Mike Kimbrough, you know what I'm saying? And we turned up, bro.
I gotta ask you this, bro. I'm just inquisitive. So was it $1 million profit, or was it $1 million?
It was $1 million in sales. But our numbers, our profit margins are retarded, bro. Like literally 85-90% profit margins, higher in almost any industry. We're buying products for $2 to $3, selling it for $40 to $60. And then we hitting them on the head for the $15 priority shipping. Because, you know, Amazon fucked up the game with the next day shipping.
Yeah.
So we'll make free shipping 3 to 7 days. Nobody don't want that.
Yeah.
2 to 3 days business shipping, $15. They're paying that $15. So that's taking care of product cost and shipping. So we're making 100% of every single dollar that we sell.
Mm.
So that's why I was able to buy my house in the second year of my business. You know what I'm saying? People are like, nah, what the hell? How much is the profit margin? I know, because y'all see the people on Shark Tank. They over here say they did $3 million, but they only netted $300,000. I did my first year when I did that $3 million. I brung home 2.4 of that.
Mm.
We make crazy ass amount of money. E-commerce is like the best industry, lowest overhead, highest profit margins if you sell it for actual prices. Can't go out here with this flea market pricing. Like when I first started, people said I was crazy because we was used to flea market, 2 for $5, all that. I'm like, nah, I'm gonna sell it for $40 to $60. They were like, you crazy, nobody gonna buy. I said, listen, it's a saying. If you're the best, they don't expect you to be the cheapest.
Mm.
And if you're the cheapest, they damn sure don't expect you to be the best.
Mm.
So I charge what I know for a fact women will run to. Women will run to quality, right? Versus something else that they can get
what
in this.
What type of, like, skincare is this like?
It's like stretch mark creams for them when they finish getting pregnant.
How did you get that though?
Like, cellulite. What you mean?
I'm assuming it's a science to this. Like, this is chemicals. Like,
oh yeah. At first, I ordered products overseas. I'm seeing all the results on it and everything. Remember, I was in affiliate marketing, so I was already selling those products for somebody else.
Okay.
So I said, I need to find my own. You know what I'm saying? I'm seeing the reviews. I'm like, okay, people gonna love this. So as I ordered it, ran a couple months of doing that, then I said, screw it. I got to actually switch my own formula. You know what I'm saying? I got to have my own thing because I want natural products. You know, chemical products can break people out. And you know for a fact, you woman's scars or whatever case is, they put on their stomach, it hurt the baby, now you're getting sued.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? Like, so I always go for natural ingredients. You know what I'm saying? That's why I produce the products now. You know what I mean? Made a deal with the manufacturer. Like, listen, I want to produce these products. Cost me $1 million to do the custom formulation over time. But when we got it done, and I got the best ingredients ever. That's why I have an 85% return customer rate is almost highest in any industry. Mm. Because I stand behind my ingredients. Like where it used to cost me $2 to $3, it cost me $7 to $10 now.
Mm.
You know? So you would think that it eat up in the profits, but it really don't, since my profit margin is so retarded, yeah. You know? And I control all the variables now. I got a fulfillment center, got a manufacturing company. I chop things down now based off of me having all that in my, you know what I'm saying, my hemisphere.
Damn. Sheesh, that's crazy. Do you stand in front of your business? Like, do
I'm people a, know? No, faceless brand.
Okay, so people don't know like the name or nothing like that?
The name K Elixir is me and my wife's name, Keenan Olivia Elixir. You know what I'm saying? That's something I drew up on a napkin. You know
but
what
they
said
they can find you then.
Yeah, they can find me for sure. They just all they gotta do is Google me. I'm just saying it's not my face ain't on the products.
Oh,
like,
yeah, yeah,
la,
okay,
like,
okay, yeah, yeah.
You know, like because you always want to make yourself synonymous to your brand. You don't want to put your face out there because somebody who hates your ass from school can hate on your brand.
Yeah, facts.
You know, and now you got that whole thing going on. And plus this industry treacherous, bro. Like, people want your spot, so they all black.
Hey, it is Ryan Seacrest. There's something so thrilling about playing Chumba Casino. Maybe it's the simple reminder that with a little luck, anything is possible. ChumbaCasino.com has hundreds of social casino-style games to choose from with new game releases each week. Play for free anytime, anywhere for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Blackmail you. They'll send their customers to hate on you. Say all types of stuff about your brands. It happens like that.
So your brands in like stores and everything though?
Nah. I keep my stuff online and I got it in a couple of beauty supply stores and salons. When you go to talk about like Walmart and Target, I could have been put my stuff in there. But you got to remember, those are entities. They play by a different set of rules. They're going to want you to change your pricing. From 40 to 60 to $29.99.
Okay.
Because you got to match the other stuff that's in there. And plus, you're responsible for the theft to replace those products. Mm. And you know for a fact that somebody seen you on the internet, they want it for $100 and they see it as for $20, they're snatching that all day long. I got plenty of partners who got their products in stores. It's a flex until you see the money. I don't care about the flex. I care about the money. Mm. You know what I'm saying? Like, I would rather been rich than famous. I just realized for me to be a person of authority, for people to even tap in with my programs and stuff, I had to become the face. Yeah, but I was fine. I was at 6 million. That's why I tell people, like, it ain't no situation where I was coaching and I made this money from coaching when people be asking. I was already at $6 million before I even started coaching at all. So I was been making money. You know what I'm saying? I just stared out there and said, all right, y'all, I'm going to teach y'all.
So let's go into the coaching, man.
Come on.
I mean, you know, we see stuff on the internet.
100%.
How are you dealing with the whole scam rumors and people putting 100%. Out videos? Like, first of all, before we get into how you deal with it.
Let's get it.
How does that come about? How does the notion of somebody feel like they're being scammed by you come about?
You got a couple things, right? People don't want to do the work, right? You know, people will fantasize about this and think it's going to be some abracadabra. I ain't got to do no work. This shit going to pop up. I'm like, at what part of my journey have I showed anybody that this shit is just going to be handed to us? Every year I was saying, okay, I did this. I moved this. I do this. Certain people want to skip steps. They don't want to do no work. You know what I'm saying? So remember, the word that's been easier to say in the last 3 or 4 years when it comes to anybody coaching is scam.
Mm-hmm,
I
think everybody probably had somebody say, like, everybody.
You feel me? Yeah. Oh, I'm lazy. Oh, you scam me. Da-da-da. But the thing is about me, I step in front of that shit. I bring people up on live. One of my first viral videos was a person who said I was scamming. Then I pulled my millionaire out there, and my next millionaire said that, and my next millionaire, and they go crazy about me. So they showing the numbers when they first started, what they did, and they tell them, nigga, you just lazy. You ain't like us for real. And that's what I tell people. I'm like, listen, I got a millionaire for every person that ever called me a scam. If it's thousands, I got thousands of people that being able to quit their 9-to-5. You're just going to have two sides of the coin, unfortunately, because you know some people they ain't got it in them. They ain't got that dog in them like us. Like, we're willing to be here working. I asked you earlier, you said, I'm here working.
Yeah.
People ain't like that. You know that. They rather take vacations. Yeah. They rather go working 9-to-5 for the rest of their life, making $8, $10, $12 an hour and complain about the wages versus come out here and do something about it.
Mm.
So it takes a certain type of person. Like, I would rather die than be broke. Like, I always say, like, what am I doing here? I got depressed when my life is just a cycle that I can predict. Go to work, go home, go to the club. Go to work, go home, go to the club. Go to work, come on. That shit would drive me crazy. It drove me crazy when that was my life. I said, nah, I need to do something different. I can't, Lord, why am I here? If this is it? Like, in the Bible, you talk about a whole different president. God favors the entrepreneurs in the Bible. You know what I'm saying? He put gold on the planet in Genesis. And we don't want to get none of it, even though he put it here for us. But somehow, that's why I don't teach my kids slavery and shit. You know what I'm saying? Because that shit will play a part in everything we do. We never think that we're good enough to do anything in life.
Some people say, like, you should know, though. Right? You don't have to teach it to them for them to like, dwell on it, but at least for them to understand the world, though. Right? Because, like, think about it. If they don't understand slavery, they don't understand our crookedness. If they don't understand evil, they won't be able to see it and maneuver through it.
I always say it's good and bad. You know what I'm saying? Slavery and racism put a whole different spin on it. Because now it requires us to act. to be proactive versus reactive. You know what I'm saying? So now we more extra with it versus just being on some, let me play it smooth. It's all about awareness, for one. Like, you know, that Tyreek Hill situation, it's about awareness. You see all that crazy, you out there, man, hey, do your job, rolling your window halfway down, being extra crazy, and then you recording the part where now you're on the ground or whatever the case is. When you know for a fact, if you would have diffused the situation, you would have been on your way.
I think that comes, so me personally, my first act, so of course, some of that is entitlement, money, yeah, right? But another part of that is being unaware, like you said, right? I think if he was not him, I was taught that make it home.
Yeah, make it home, right? By any means.
But if you're, so you're saying you don't teach him racism, slavery. If I don't know racism exists, I would see somebody act like Tyreek because I don't know that this could happen. This could happen from my actions. Not saying it's okay, but because I understand what can happen from my actions, I'm going to roll the, even if you're wrong, I'm going to roll the window down.
But what
okay.
about if you just being a good person? Like, you just understand that people just doing their job. Like, oh, hey, officer.
But banging on a window, because the officer was wrong. Banging on a window is not him just doing his job. But because I understand he's looking for a moment, he want to make it a dick measuring contest. I'm not going to give him that. I'm not going to give him a reason to do what I know he can do, because I know from history that police officers kill black people that look like me. So because I know that, even though he's not doing his job, I'm not about to challenge it. I see you on the flip side. That's how I look at it.
How many police officers we got in our family, though? You know, we be having plenty of them, whatever the case is. So we already know it's good cops and bad cops, right? Mm. Just like it's good people and bad people of all colors. You know what I'm saying? I know a nigga right now who will kill everybody, who will kill all us. You know what I'm saying? Like, like it's good people and bad people in almost every situation. And that's what I pretty much teach my kids. Like, yo, it's good people, bad people. But the moment they start thinking that they was ever held down, this and that, like now us as black people, we hold our name in the same name as poverty, and we love that shit. Mm. Like, when Neiman Marcus said, yo, if you make less than $200,000 a year, we don't want you shopping in our store. Why is it that black people said, oh, y'all just don't want black people to shop? No, we ain't all broke. Mm-hmm. We ain't all making less than $200,000. Some of us got our shit together. Some of us want to get our shit together, so we're not going to connect ourselves with poverty. Why we got to be the first ones to jump out there? You know, oh, no, you just don't want us to shop in there because we ain't making that money. Mm-hmm. Like, we don't need to be proud of that. We proud of everything else. But why we're not proud on the economic growth versus systemic racism? We know we can't do shit about it. We didn't even experience it like they did back in the day. We need to be moving on to think and teach our kids, hey, move on past this. Don't even dwell on this because that's trauma. Like, I'm from Montgomery, Alabama originally, right? And I tell people, field trips was probably to Washington, D.C. and shit.
Yeah, yeah.
My field trips was to plantations.
Yeah.
Lacerations on the tree where niggas got hung. That's traumatizing. Mm. I don't want to pass that out on my kids and make them think they was less than. Like, my 14 and 15-year-old, they had to see life for what it was, right? But my 5 and 2-year-old, they grew up in the house. You know what I'm saying? My 5-year-old, he came along when 2 months later, I made him up my first $1 million. So he's seen progression. My 2-year-old, she didn't have maids and butlers since she was 2. We stay in a $5 million mansion, so she knows that lifestyle. Sweetest thing ever. Nice to everybody, this and that, because now they have a different point of view in life. Mm. Now they're more happier. They call my son Mr. Smiles because he always smiling. He always happy. I love you. Walk up to, like, it's just a different level in life because now we're not putting that trauma on them. You know what I'm saying? Versus, hey, you walk down the street, you can get your ass killed. You know that, right? Hey, you know, if this police, they're supposed to protect and serve and this and that, you know he really looking to murder you. We putting that shit in our kids' head, not even saying decipher from people to people, person to person. If you give people nice ass and energy, that shit is infectious. It will turn the most, oh, I hate this nigga. Oh, damn, da da da. Because remember, people are only learning about us from news.
Yeah.
And what we portray. Because we know who's putting that dollar behind, oh, I'm going to murder your ass, I'm going to shoot your ass, I'm going to shoot you in the head. We know who's putting the dollars behind that. Mm. So they're only seeing that, so they don't know about us. Just like we have a certain, notion on them.
Yeah.
You know, we go in the airport, we see people with turbans on their head, we get a little, what's going on? You know what I'm saying? Like, the same thing they do. They clutch their purses because that's what they've seen on TV.
Mm. And it's ignorant for sure. And I guess I got, what you're saying is makes sense. Even the whole dynamic of, like, being from Alabama and your field trips being the plantations, that can mess up a kid's brain and make them think that there's nothing past this.
Yeah.
Me coming from Baltimore, I understand that.
Yeah.
I guess, just like you said, it's different people, but, like, why not teach that but also teach it different people? Like, cause just because your kids don't have to learn about plantations how you learned about it. Yeah. But they can learn about it, I guess. And this is not me saying you're doing wrong. I'm just challenging the mindset of not teaching them about slavery.
100%.
Like, they can learn about slavery, but not from the mentality of you can't be anything because this, right? Because, like you said, is that when Neiman Marcus said they don't want nobody shopping in our store that that don't make more than $200,000, $200,000, it's a group of black people who's complaining, but it's also a group of black people who's saying, well, make more money then.
Yeah.
Right? So
yeah.
Why can't it be that way, right?
Because I believe it's that that subconscious thing that slavery does to our people. That's why they push it every year. It does something to us subconsciously. A lot of black people can't look white people in their eyes. They can't. We hold our heads down still. We think that having a white voice is the best voice versus just being articulate in the voice that God gave.
Because that's what we taught, though.
Exactly.
Now we teach.
You see what I'm saying? That's what we were taught. So we keep going off of what we were taught versus, let's switch this up a little bit. What happens if you tell your kids they from royalty? You know what I'm saying? Oh, we from royalty. That's why we got all this. That's why we working so hard. You know what I'm saying? We come from a great royal background or whatever the case is, and leave it there. Your kids are going to come out here and think they can do anything another kid of another culture can do. Now they out here with all the, you know, feeling and, you know, I can do this and that. I'm going to do this and that. And not thinking they're going to get held back by their skin. You know, it's too many of us saying, you know, that you just still a nigga. Mm-hmm. People say it all the time. They be like, you got money, but you're still a nigga. I'm like, I challenge that. I've been in too many places. White, black, Indian, whatever. We take a yearly $10,000 cruise. Everybody on there paid the same amount of money. All our kids playing with each other. Not one hint of racism. Not one hint of that token black person friend thing. Mm-hmm. Nah, people respect wealth and where you climb to. And I always tell people, let me take on all that racism for y'all. Because I've been able to turn so many people around mentally about us by them meeting me and how I carry myself. I've been hearing them say things like, oh my God, your people are not that bad. I don't get offended to that. Because they only seen what they seen. Mm. You should be the leader of your people. Oh my God, you guys are amazing. That's because we're giving them a different point of view versus being on a tight time based off of the slavery movie that just came out last year. And what you looking at, bitch? You know what I'm saying? Like, versus, nah, I'm going to judge everybody where they are, and I'm still trying to work with around that. You know, some of us, we got to do the work to change people's point of view of it, or never change. We'll mm-hmm. always be at war with people that never been through that shit either. Mm-hmm. They ain't been through that shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, literally, one more generation, nobody has ever seen slavery. Mm-hmm. It ain't going to be no more great, 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 great grand people that's alive and shit. Like, all that's going to be dead. Like, it's only going to be what we was taught versus, hey, this is a new age. White kids are playing with black kids. They got best friends. You know what I'm saying? We playing with everybody. Like, now, that's only something that we keep up, that we mm-hmm. want to produce. But what has it done for us? I always ask people, well, how has it benefited you in life? What your life look like knowing all this shit that we know? Mm. Are you held back or are you progressing more than ever? Mm. 9 times out of 10, they always say, held back.
I guess because I do look at somebody as progressing more than ever, and I understand. Like, my mom's is heavy in drug addiction, but that didn't make me, right?
Right.
When I came up, people always be like, man, you're a product of your environment. Like, I'm not a product of my environment. Facts. Like, I came from there, but I'm not of it. You know what I'm saying? And what that means is, like, yeah, I can recognize that I had struggles. I've been through some things, but that didn't make me, I didn't have to be who the projects created.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, but because I understand that, I still have compassion and understanding of people who go through that, and I can talk to them.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I feel like if I didn't have that knowledge, That's how we get these cops that kill people so fast, because they don't know us. They're not in our communities. They don't see how we talk.
Yeah.
But because I've been in it, I understand that sometimes, okay, this is just a different level of passion.
Mm.
This isn't anger. This is just him being passionate.
Yeah.
But I feel like for those who can't understand it, who doesn't have the education, then they will be judgmental.
Yeah.
Right? That's why I guess I'm challenging it. Like, I don't think there's nothing wrong with having the knowledge as long as you teach them that. You don't have, like, we do come from kings and queens. Do you know that niggas is king? It's exactly. Not spelled N-I-G-G-A-A. It's spelled N-I-G-U-S. You get what I'm saying? Like, and then what happened was, I don't know, Christopher Columbus came over here. He named it when he was wrong. You know what I'm saying? Like, they captured us to be slaves, but that wasn't how it was supposed to be. We was kings before that.
100%.
I feel like the school starts at slavery. So we can teach them slavery, but it never started there.
Right.
If that makes sense.
No, for sure.
So it's just I'm not saying, I love your thought process. I'm just like, maybe there's another way to.
100%, bro. And I know a lot of us, we just carry too much anger. I guess that's what it is.
Facts.
Like, it brings out anger in us because that's what they show. Mm. They show vivid rape, vivid hanging, vivid this, that subconsciously put us down and we saying we're not better than them.
Mm.
That's our people's, If they don't say it out loud, they thinking it. They're
scared.
Not better than them. They are better than us. And they still think like that today.
Yeah.
But I will walk up and say, yo, give me a couple years. I walk up to Jeff Bezos, give me a couple years. I'm going to smoke your numbers, I promise you. You know what I'm saying? With all confidence. Because I'm not letting the color hold me back. Like, this is our biggest disadvantage is our advantage. God made us different for a reason. You know what I'm saying? We're really the chosen people if they want to get down to it. But you know what I'm saying? Like, we're different. We got to use our disadvantages to our advantages and say, oh, I'm going to take over. Nobody didn't expect this little black dude to slide out there in the hood, come out here and do $32 million in 6 years. They wasn't even planning on me even doing this. They looked at the background, like, he ain't gonna, and now boom. And I tell people, ain't nobody, I used to think, just like everybody else, oh, if I get too big, they gonna clip my wing. Ain't nobody give a damn. You ain't really nobody until you pass a couple hundred million for real. You fly under the radar than any other thing, because I'm looking at 10 million, 20 million, 100, you know, 30 million. Ain't nobody looking at nowhere. You know what I'm saying? Like, if anything, you get accepted more into a different society and you let them know more about who you are as a person.
That's so true. People criticize me, but like, I guess some people who say that they don't believe in it. But like me, it would be ignorance for me to say racism isn't real.
Yeah.
However, I understand that it's real, but I think the biggest destruction in our country is classism.
100%.
I think if you black, but if you rich, you sitting at the table.
You good.
If they racist, they don't give a damn. Like, okay.
They respect money. Right. So I'm like, I don't give a damn what you say about me when you're asleep or you talking to your wife or whatever. What I care about is what you present to me when I see you.
Yep.
If that's respect to me. Mm-hmm. If you can hold your tongue and talk, because, you know, we're going to joke on whoever we joke on. Mm-hmm. So, you know what I'm saying? Like, whatever you do is whatever you do. Mm-hmm. I don't care. But when we're in front of each other, it's different. That's why I say most of that racism shit is in poverty-stricken areas, the trailer parks. That's who damn over here calling us niggas.
But guess what? On some real shit, them white people don't give a damn about them poor white people either.
Exactly. Poor is poor. They don't want to be around poor, period.
That's a fact.
Ain't nothing about no color means nothing. Like, just like we don't want to be in the hood no more because niggas get down certain ways. Mm-hmm. I ain't walking in the hood with all this shit on. Mm. I know what type of wolves out there was. I was out there. So I know, oh shit, I already know what to stay away from. Mm. So we all try to get away from whatever we consider is lower than what we are actually currently at right now in life.
Let me ask you this then. Since we're having this conversation, I'm gonna be real with you, right?
Let's do it. I love this conversation. Real shit.
So you're getting into some music, right?
Yeah.
You just came in here, like, I got the feature with da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da.
Yeah.
I mean, but come on, bro. Like, who you fooling, man? You could pay for these features.
100%.
But it's a difference for paying for things because I can.
Yeah.
But people seeing me come up.
Mm.
I want to talk about that a little bit.
Come on, let's do it.
Because I feel like... I guess I'm gonna just start the conversation. How is the music going? Honestly, like, is it?
On the music, fire. Like, just hearing all the execs or whatever the case is, like, they keeping it real with me because I know a lot of people. They keeping it real with me, letting me know, yo, you don't want to be in this record deal, bro. Da, 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 da. Like, you're going to have to pay this back. Da, da, da. You too bigger than that. You know what I'm saying? Da, da. You might as well push this. Da, da. So the music is fire. I think I work with all my favorite artists. And it started from me trying to go live, play music to turn up, and I get hit with a copyright infringement. So I said, fuck that. I'm going to spend at least $500,000 in the span of 4 months on everybody that I love music currently today, and I'm going to do a feature with them.
Do you think that's going to get you a genuine crowd, though?
It's going to get me a crowd to peek in. I need curiosity. Remember what I told you before? All I want is curiosity. They're going to hear it, and I'm going to bring them in on that shit. I already know it's edutainment. You entertain somebody, and you got to educate them at the same time. I'm going to pull you in. You're going to hear this shit I'm talking about because you're going to realize that nothing I ever rapped about, I lied about. Mm. I'm rapping about a lifestyle that I currently live, the cars that I currently drive. You know what I'm saying? Everything, I'm like, yo, stop me when I lied. Most of my tracks, I say that. No exaggeration and fabrication. Everything I did, you question that rapper before you question me. Because everything I did is right here in front of y'all. Y'all done seen this shit. Y'all know I'm my own self-made boss. And even when the rappers, they're like, nigga, you got to put me down. You know, because they realize this is ultimate respect. It ain't being an athlete. It ain't being a rapper. It ain't being no actor. It's being an entrepreneur. We're the most respected people out here. Mm. Like, after seeing, you know, you know, the people go out there, who was it? Was it Russell Westbrook, I think, like when they threw like all types of cans at them when it was coming out of the, you know what I'm saying? That's crazy to me. Mm. These are multimillionaires, but they're multimillionaires and not getting the respect they deserve based off of them getting a check cut by a certain organization. Mm. You know what I'm saying?
I only ask that because, like, you know, like, and that, of course, it's just funny because it kind of go back to our conversation about being exposed to poverty and like your subconscious mind being attracted to that. A lot of the rappers that we like, we like them because they come from a certain place, right? We hit a hood, the struggle and shit like that.
Yeah.
So when you see a rapper who who's just getting into rap and you ain't really see him struggle, like you just see the money, 100%. It's hard for me to, as a consumer, like, I'm not listening to that. Like, that's what you first think because 100%. We attracted to the struggle.
100%. You know, and you got those rappers, you know, it's different type of rap for everybody. You know what I'm saying? I believe is what's dope is them seeing a journey off site, and then when they hear it, they're gonna associate it with whatever they associate it with. And then they're gonna tap into the story, like, oh damn, you know what I'm saying? Like, when they see, I'm like even one of my raps, I was like, yo, I was just back in the hood and I swear that the struggle was real. Shit gave me chills. You know what I'm saying? Like, just going back and, you know, I almost got killed. This is surreal. Now I'm just thinking expansion to mansions. I got in the hills. Watch how I spill. You know what I'm saying? I'm just going through what it was to where it's at now. Where it was to where it's at now. This is now. This is how you get there. You know, even telling people focus. All you really got to do is focus, lay back and let your mind open, and then apply pressure. Go with your stomach. Never second guess it. Like, I'm giving the game in there as well as I'm talking the shit. Mm-hmm. So they hearing both sides of it. Got a song, Thug's Dream. I wrote that shit in poverty. Made everything come true. You know what I'm saying? And that's what they relating to. They're like, damn, this nigga actually did it.
But you got all this money. Why you going being rap? It ain't just because you going on IG Live. And
oh, no. I'm grabbing an audience that I believe needs to be reached. You know, because people will know a rap song back front to back, but they don't know shit about financial literacy at all. Mm. Don't know how to balance a checkbook or nothing. You know what I'm saying? But they know a rap song back to back. And so, I know that's what entices people. That's why I dress the way I dress, look the way I look, because I know that what brings our people in, that riper lifestyle. You know what I'm saying? But I know for a fact, if you can look like them, but talk a whole different game, you reach a whole different type of people. Because I got an extensive network now where I can just market to the people who got the money. You know what I'm saying? Like, when I was like, yo, a $10,000 to $1 million, you know what I'm saying, tapping with me, text this number right here. I get plenty of people do that because a lot of people got money. I go after everybody, though, because I'm trying to get to the person that was where I was. I love music. You know what I'm saying? I was in those struggles of knowing every song. So I'm going after the young me. Come over here. You know what I'm saying? Or the me who just listened to that and focusing on that. I'm going to bring you over here, get you interested in this money, put you down, change the game.
So it's basically another way to market.
That's it. Everything is marketing. I won't post nothing if I'm not marketing. I don't care what I'm talking about. I got a hint of marketing in there that's going to lead them to whatever I want. I've been talking heavy about relationships because I'm coming out with a $1 billion dating app soon with a powerful woman that's everybody's favorite woman right now. You know what I'm saying? Like, we working on that thing to come into fruition in 2025. So I'm talking heavy about dating because, you know what I'm saying, or what women need to be looking for because it's a play for the over. It's an underplay for the overplay. I've been trying to tell people I don't do shit for no reason. If I'm going to talk about it, every word need to be intentional out your mouth. Never waste a second.
That's real. Yo, do you think, it seems like you got it going on, but post-pandemic, is it even hard for you?
Post-pandemic. You see a shift. You definitely see a shift. But you see shift in people getting what they want.
But I'm saying you personally, is it? Because, I mean, it seems like you got shit still going on, but...
Oh, yeah.
I mean, is it... Because I'm assuming during pandemic, you was making a lot of money. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah. Pandemic was, it was crazy. Good thing I started in 2018 to see the real power of my business. Most people couldn't see the real power of their business because they started in the pandemic. So you don't know if you got a winner or not, or you just was in an area where everybody had money that haven't happened in the last 30, 40 years.
Okay.
So I got to see, I made a lot of that money in the first 2 years of business before the pandemic happened. Obviously, pandemic happened. $1 million days. No, seven-figure months. You know what I'm saying?
Is it harder now, though? Like, just curious.
No, it's shifted. So now it's just a pivot into what people really want, right? It's a certain price point people really want. It's a certain advertisement that people really want. It's always a way around everything because people are still becoming billionaires in this time. Selena Gomez just came a billionaire from beauty products. Rihanna, billionaire, beauty products. Kim Kardashian, million. And $1 billion supposed to have been fucking almost impossible to achieve. That's why they celebrate the billionaires. But these women are doing it in less than 5 to 10 years because of COVID. COVID actually helped things out now because everybody is buying everything online. You just got to find out what are the right things to sell online now to maneuver to the point where you can still have a lot of success.
What's some of the, what you think the best thing is? Of course you do skincare, but like, what's the top 5 things to sell online right now, you think?
Skincare, healthcare, health and wellness, fitness, you know what I'm saying? And I get into the specifics inside the, my certain programs or whatever, but those industries will never go nowhere. People are more conscious now. Like, and that's the great thing about it. COVID helped a lot because now people are conscious about the shit that we should have been conscious about. Like, people care about their weight now. They weren't, you know what I'm saying, before, like, whatever, you know what I'm saying? Like, we were celebrating all types of BBWs and everything. Like, it was good. We like thick women. But You know what I'm saying? Like, it wasn't as, you know, health conscious as today. Because now we realize that a lot of people that was unhealthy, they was out of here. Mm. They couldn't handle being sick or whatever the case is. You know what I'm saying? Because whatever complications they had before. So now more people on their shit, they more conscious about everything. Health, wealth, fitness, you know what I'm saying? And beauty. Beauty never went nowhere.
If you had to start over today, you got $300. How would you do it to make $1 million?
I got you. You want the real answer or you want the
nah, I don't want that shit. No, man, I want the real shit. So somebody can look at this and they can really apply on some, like, I don't want a bunch of these entrepreneurs be giving a bunch of game and just bullshit. Give me some real shit.
All right, this is exactly what I would do. I ain't lying to y'all. This is exactly what I would do. Me, I would do. All right? I would do this shit too. I would go to Dollar Tree. I would go to Dollar Tree. I'll go rip those labels off. You know what I'm saying? If I can't rip the labels off or whatever the case is, I'm going to go to Uline, go get, you know, box of jars, 36 jars for like, what it is. They got the net pay, so you don't have to pay it right then and there. Go get a box of jars and put the products, everything that was inside those products into that jar. Now I'm selling it for my own. So now the product that costs $1, I'm selling it for $30, $40. You know, I'm putting it on here. I'm putting it on eBay. I'm putting it on Facebook Marketplace. I'm putting it on Instagram. You know what I'm saying? And I'm going to go look for all the cheap influencers to work with or whatever the case is. I'm going on all the free groups. Oh, my God, this is crazy. This stuff works like a... People going to tap in. People going to look at it. People going to say... Because the micro-influencers, the people that's actually winning now, the people that don't really got a name like that, but people trust the people that they don't know. You know what I'm saying? That's just how it goes now. That's exactly what I would do. I'm taking those little cheap products I can go get today, looking at what people love on those shelves, putting it in my own jar, putting the same ingredients on there. Because when I buy it, it's mine, right? Mm. Like, shit, you throw away the jar anyway. When you use it, that's yours. However you use it is how you use it. I'm using it to sell it to somebody else. And I'm going to sell it for a shit ton more money than I paid for it. Because the world is already used to paying high prices for a lot of things anyways. You know what I'm saying? So I'm going to go get this right here, bust that down, sell it for $40, $50. Somebody going to buy it. And I'm going to just do that over and over and over and over. That's what I would do with $300.
That got to be illegal, though.
That's what I would do. Because how? You bought the product. That's your product now. You know what I'm saying? You use it on your skin or giving it to somebody else to use it on your skin or whatever case is there. That's just what I would do. Mm. If I'm telling people in today's time, instead of ordering products from overseas or whatever the case is, that I don't know what's in it or whatever, got to do the whole research thing. I ain't got no time to research. You said I got $300.
Yeah.
You said I got $300. That's already FDA approved. So, you know what I'm saying? Like, whatever. My logo, my name now. And that's private labeling. Half the time, these companies have their products for private label. You know what I'm saying? Where you can just put your own name on it, whatever case is. That's only if you want to skip the steps or whatever. Saying. But you can literally go and, you know, go on their website and see if they offer private labeling for their products. Because 9 times out of 10, they get it from a factory. They might be over here, and you literally go to the factory, go get the same thing. You might not get the same price points, but...
So I'm going to sell a product that costs $1 for $50.
Yeah, people do that all the time. Think about it. Louis Vuitton jacket. How much you think they really...
Like $100, if that.
Come on. But I'm over here paying $15,000, $20,000. I respect it. This somebody's last name. I know their story. You know, I know Louis Vuitton's story is amazing. You know what I'm saying? Then his son, George Vuitton, picked up the business, took that shit global. And then his two sons came out here and made that thing international. You know what I'm saying? So it's a legacy business. It's a legacy brand. I support it because I love the legacy story of it. Just like I drive a Rolls Royce. Charles Rolls, Henry Royce. Two dudes that came together. Different paths. This dude was poor as hell, had to stop working at 4 years. I mean, he had to go to work literally in the fourth grade to provide for the family because he was the man of the household then. Mm-hmm. This other dude came from privilege or whatever the case is. He liked fast cars. This boy started working on engines or whatever the case is. He loved fast cars. They came together and created the best vehicle in the world. I just love stories. So I support what I believe in because that's the type of story shit that I'm into. But back to the jacket, bro, Confidence sold this jacket. Mm-hmm. They said, yo, that's my price. You don't want it? Fuck off. Get out of my store. This is what I'm worth. What you worth? If you a $100 nigga, go get a $100 jacket. If you're a $20,000 dude, you know, like when I paid $200,000 for a flight to talk to, you know, a mentor, pick his head, and needed two things. I didn't need a whole set. I just needed two answers that I've been looking for. I got those two answers. Now I'm making plays in the right mindset based off of two answers. But I didn't pay $200,000 because I paid $200,000 because it showed me my value. Mm. I can charge you $200,000 because that's what I paid. You know what I'm saying? If I drop this much in this, I can charge you that because that's how much I pay. It shows that I'm a valuable customer. I tell people all the time, why would you want my program for free? And I'm teaching you how to sell expensive products to people. Mm. If you ain't willing to pay it for yourself, why would you charge somebody else that? That makes no sense.
Damn. This is good, bro. Shit, did we miss anything?
I don't think we did, bro. How you feel about the 50-50 conversation?
Again, man, I came up, when I was coming up, I thought like not paying 100 was going to alleviate all my problems, and that's not true.
Okay.
I think as a man, I definitely want to take care of my woman.
Okay.
Or I want to provide for my family. But at the end of the day, I think it's always going to be 50-50. Depends on how you look at it.
In some cases,
yeah, I
feel
like, I mean, it depends how much you want to expand your brain. Because if it's not 50-50, I don't want it anyway, depending on how you expanding your brain.
100%.
50-50 ain't always money.
Right.
You know what I'm trying to say? Like, because if I'm paying all the bills and you making it easy for me, that might be
that's
75
priceless.
For me.
that's priceless.
You feel me? Like, that's worth it.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
A peace of mind.
Now, if I don't have it, you get what I'm trying? I don't think nobody should go out there and struggle and... I don't think somebody should go out there, struggle to be able to pay all of somebody else's bills.
Mm-hmm.
One. Two, what I learned coming up is... If you're going to pay all the bills, it should be on your terms. And what I mean by that is, if you have a spot, like you said, you showed up Section 8, this is what I'm paying for. This is what I can afford.
Yeah.
If you're okay with this, then you could come.
Yeah.
And then I'm paying my bills anyway, right?
Yeah.
I think what happens is, when we talk about this 50-50, we try to live above our means and pay all that, and then we put ourselves 10 steps back.
100%.
You get what I'm trying to say? 100%. You should be able to get something that you can afford. And hopefully she will be okay with that.
Yeah.
Now, if she's not okay with that, now it was like, have a conversation and be like, yo, I can afford, I don't know, let's say $2,000. If she want an apartment that's $3,000, you bring up the extra $1,000. That's how I look at it. You know what I'm saying? Now, I bring you in, I'm paying 100% of the bills on my terms.
Yeah.
If that makes sense.
Yeah. That's, and the woman needs to be following anyways, bro. So, like, that's why I always say, man, when it comes to this conversation, I normally say, yo, I don't believe that men should be struggling trying to pay a woman's bills, right? I believe, yo, prepare to be with a woman. So that means get ready to set certain standards.
Mm-hmm.
But you have to have something to set. You know what I'm saying? I don't believe the relationship map is, if you can't barely take care of yourself, you damn sure can't take care of a woman. Mm. Don't put her through the damn same struggle. Y'all gonna have struggle ass children, and now they gotta go through the damn struggle. Stop bringing up struggle ass families. You mm-hmm. know what I'm saying? Stay by your damn self. Hustle your ass off. Because we already know men can make way more money by themselves than they can be in a relationship.
100%.
You can be a damn millionaire out here if we leave women alone for like 5 years or whatever the case is.
Yeah.
Like, we just know the truth. So use the time of you not being in a relationship. Make that obviously clear to the person who you're dealing with or whatever. Like, yo, I ain't looking for none of that. I'm just here to die. She agree? Whatever the case is. We know things are right, but it's like, yo, or just stay by yourself. You know what I'm saying? Semen retention. Practice that. Get your mindset right, whatever the case is. Start focusing on your craft. I was single for 2 years until I said, I'm ready. That's when I took a woman serious. That's when I said, okay, this is what I'm doing. Da, da, da. Let me look at your bills. We're going to dissolve that. Because a man should never move in with a woman. Never. Mm-hmm. Don't do that. Because now you're going to set off the natural balance of things.
Yeah.
Now she's going to come in the house talking to you like you crazy. Mm. Like you the little girl. Because now she's operating in more of a masculine. Because you have just laid in her dwellings. You know what I'm saying? Don't be a couch surfer. You got to have a foundation.
Mm.
Baby girl, come over here. And even if you do want a $3,000 apartment, we'll get there eventually. Come over here in this $2,000 joint.
Mm.
You follow me? Are you going to follow me? Oh, you is? Come on. Now that's the woman that you know for a fact that's going to be down for you. Because you stepping in there like no other man has. Mm. This other man that say, nah, I love 50-50. 50-50, man, listen, I tell people all the time, and this is what I really believe. Keep your options open. Keep your options open. You know what I'm saying? Like, if this dude ain't willing to provide a certain life that you desire, same vice versa. Keep your options open. Mm. If you're going to talk to me like I'm crazy, you know what I'm saying, and you ain't going to respect me as a man, my options open.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? Because all I want is what I want.
So I guess my question is, I just think, because I know better, I don't know, I'm going to ask you.
Yeah.
When you say if he's not willing to provide for you a different type of lifestyle, is that now or just in general?
That's in general far as everything when it comes to what I mean by different lifestyle, right? You got dudes that's not even talking about their future with their woman.
Mm.
It's dudes that not even trying to plan on being nothing with their woman. Yeah. I see it all day long.
I like that.
You know what I'm saying? So they sitting over here not even fantasizing about what life could be.
For
they
sure.
just on the couch playing the game every day, living a mundane-ass life. And you expect that woman to be okay with that?
Yeah,
you know
what I'm saying? Sure.
Like,
but
so
I guess
you get
the
left,
wording, though, is hard. This because if I'm not that nigga, you like, man, for nigga. Like, if I can't provide that right now, that's what a lot of people, and I guess that's marketing.
But why they can't, though? Because think about it. It's dudes that make $30,000, $40,000 a year taking care of their woman.
Mm.
I know plenty of them. You know what I'm saying? They woman laying in their dwellings or whatever the case is. They make the bills work, whatever. They know how to save money when it's time to save money. People got money for whatever the hell they want. Mm. You want that Cadillac Escalade, they going to get it. You know what I'm saying? Like, you want Beyonce, you're going to pay $1,000 to go see Chris Brown. These niggas, they ain't got no money, quote unquote. Mm-hmm. But you got money for what you want. So you do have money to provide for a relationship and do what you need to do. You just don't want to. Mm. Just say that. You know what I'm saying? Don't make it seem like you can't. Talk about today's economy. Nah, you let a woman move in with you. You look at the bills. You see what makes sense to take on and what makes sense to dissolve. You know what I'm saying? And if she ain't with that, and you ain't like and dissolve no damn dire shit, obviously. It's some things that it's like, you know, you don't need this right here. Okay, you know what I'm saying? You don't need this right here. Let's cut this off right here. Da-da-da. We do this. Da-da. We good right here. You know what I'm saying?
So that's an extreme way of thinking. What about the way that's like, if, I don't know, every woman not going to be like, let's dissolve it. Oh, I want some of these things. Okay, so if you want some of these things, then you can pay for some of these things.
If it's a necessary, if that's the person that you try to be with, whatever the case is, and like, let's say, always they need to have they hygiene and shit good.
Yeah,
you know
sure,
what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Hair, nails, I believe all that's the key because we'll go get haircuts.
Mm-hmm.
I want my woman to look busted as hell next to me, whatever. Now that bring my property value down. You know what I'm saying? Like, she looking crazy. Nah, okay, we're going to make sure that our appearance is up. That's important. You know what I'm saying? Lifestyles, that can be managed because we can get to the point where we can afford whatever the fuck we want. You know what I'm saying? But if you got a high-ass car note or whatever the case is and you ain't working, you don't need that car right now. I got a nice cool look, you know what I'm saying? We'll do this until we can get better, till we can buy that shit out right.
Mm.
We're going to do the thing right, you know, a right way. A woman will listen to a real leader as a man, but most of these dudes are not real leaders because they never came from real leaders.
Mm.
Most of the dudes that argue with me on this 50-50 conversation come from single mothers.
Mm.
And I asked this dude on live, we going back and forth for an hour. Hell nah, women need to be doing this and that. Women need to know. I'm saying, listen, where you come from? You come from a two-parent household? Nah, single mother. Okay, would you wish that somebody came in there? What she did? She did everything for me. Would you wish another man came in there and took off those stresses from her, doing everything for you when you know she was struggling, trying to be there for you, make all your games, and take care of all the bills and shit? He said, yeah, I would.
Yeah, I don't have no issue with, like, men. I mean, I think, to be honest, I think men should provide. Like, I don't...
That's our natural, bro.
There's no argument to that. I think my only frustration or argument is when women come in with the, like, entitlement of, like, that's why I'm scared to, like you said, men can get rich by themselves so much faster than have been in a relationship. Yeah. The scary part about that is, like, do I want a woman who wants me for the thing for the things that I have or for who I am?
I think you definitely should want both, right? You want to be with a woman who wants you for the things you have as well, because every woman wants security. Every woman. I don't care who she is. Ain't no woman out here talks, nah, I'm good. I take care of everything. I just want a nigga to love. No, they want security. They want a dude that's out there handling business for them, because guess what? In the time of pregnancy, when she got to take off work, what's she doing? She struggling or is she going to be good because you're taking care of her? You know what I'm saying? Security is something that they want naturally.
Yeah,
because
sure.
We was naturally made like that. Men, hunters. Women, they cooking the stuff. That's the security of, you know what I'm saying? Like, you do that, and I'm going to do this. You know what I'm saying? And that's how it was. So I believe men need to be looking for both. You want me to have the bag, right? You want me to be seeking the bag and go get the bag for us, right? Yes. Okay, cool. You want me for me too, right? I love who you are, but I want this as well. That's absolutely fine, because we can have the same standards.
Mm.
It's just that men don't got no damn standards these days.
Yeah,
we just say, yo, you look good or whatever the case is. Nah, that, you got to have more than that shit. I'm not looking at nothing that just look good. What's your brain like? How far can you take me mentally? How good are you spiritually with yourself where you can actually help me with myself?
Because
I'm a whole story to unpack.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? And as a king, especially if you bossing up or whatever the case is, you get into that level, you need a woman that's that can be there with you, you know what I'm saying, mindset-wise. Like, okay, she on the same page as me mentally. We here. She knows exactly what to do in that moment when she see you frustrated.
Mm.
You at an event. Come here, baby. You know what I'm saying? Real quick. Now you back at it.
Mm.
You request those things from women. Have something other than sex. Sex is for poor people.
Mm.
I truly believe that shit. You know what I'm saying? Because that's the only thing poor people think about. And it's free.
Mm.
That's why they do it so much. You look at the poverty-stricken neighborhoods, 3 to 7 kids. Look at the middle class, 2 to 3 kids. Look at the rich class, 1 or 2 kids. That's normally how it goes. You know what I'm saying? Because people only prioritizing all day to have sex because they got all the time in the world. Middle class people, they out here trying to hustle and bustle so they don't go back poor, or so they can hopefully one day become successful. So 2 or 3 kids max, they got to hurry up and stay in this little hustle and bustle mode. Rich people, they normally only having 1 or 2 kids based off of their level of life, you know what I'm saying, that they want to live. We want to travel. We want to do a snap, but we want to have 1 or 2 kids just to keep the legacy going. You know what I'm saying? That's normally how it goes.
Mm. Yeah, man. Nah, I'm with you, dog. I think niggas need to get out here on their feet and get to it.
Yeah.
This shit was good, bro.
Yes,
this
sir.
Shit was good, bro. For the niggas that don't know, let them know how to follow you, how to tap into the programs and all that.
Got you. Listen, PoppyChulo_Dreaded. It's the account with 1.8 million followers. Holler at me, y'all. I got something for every class I was at. You know what I'm saying? I got a $35 monthly program. Unlimited access to all my content on how to start and grow a successful business step by step. You can get that link in the bio right there. Got a $5,000 program. That's the little next step up. If you want me to teach you exactly what to sell and how to sell it, it's there as well. Just DM me for that one. Or if you want to get my $10,000 to my $1 million situation where you're sitting down with me in person. And $1 million is a 50-50 business partnership with me. You know what I'm saying? So I ain't touch a brand yet that ain't made over 6, 7, and 8 figures. So, you know what that is. It started at 250,000 on up, but 10,000 plus, you sit down with me, I build a business for you. You can just text me at 813-365-8272 about that, man. You know, appreciate you, bro.
This is good, bro. My God, Keenan.
Come on.
Poppy Chulo, man. Mr. J Hill, J Hill Podcast. This is a wrap. We out.
Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest. Life comes at you fast, which is why it's important to find some time to relax. A little you time. Enter Chumba Casino. With no download required, you can jump on anytime, anywhere for the chance to redeem some serious prizes. So treat yourself with Chumba Casino and play over 100 online casino-style games, all for free. Go to ChumbaCasino.com to collect your free welcome bonus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.